Hi there. The word for you today is feed on God's word each day. In Jeremiah 15, verse 16, the prophet said, "Your words were found, and I ate them." Cute story. A woman bought a parrot, took him home, and then returned him to the pet store the next day. "This bird doesn't talk," she told the owner. "Does he have a mirror?" asked the owner. "Parrots love mirrors. They see themselves and start up a conversation." So the woman bought the mirror. Next day she returned, and the bird still wasn't talking. How about a ladder? Parrots love walking up and down a ladder, and a happy parrot is more likely to talk. So the woman bought the ladder. Sure enough, she was back the next day. The bird still wasn't talking. Does your parrot have a swing? If not, that's the problem. He'll relax and talk up a storm. The woman reluctantly bought a swing and left. But when she came into the store the next day, her countenance had changed. "The parrot died," she said. The pet store owner was shocked. "I'm so sorry. Tell me, did he ever say a word?" he asked. "Yes, right before he died," the woman replied. "He said, 'Don't they sell any food at that pet store?'" I'm laughing, but here's the moral of this story. You can spend your life on mirrors, that is, focusing on your appearance, or on ladders, that is, focusing on career success, on swings, that is, focusing on entertainment. And while you're doing all these things, you can starve to death spiritually. Mother Teresa said the most difficult cases she dealt with in Calcutta were those who'd lost their appetite entirely, or they were so sickly they couldn't feed themselves or digest food. Here's my point. You will die spiritually if you don't learn to feed yourself on God's word each day. Which is why Jeremiah wrote, "Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart."